Welcome to Unfiltered Talk, where nothing is off the table and where we get the dirty, unfiltered, uncensored details from your favorite spicy creators. Unfiltered Talk is officially sponsored by unfiltered.com, the platform for creators by creators, where you can monetize and sell just about anything, even a jar of farts. I'm your host, Stephanie Maddow. Let's get unfiltered. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unfiltered Talk. I'm so excited to have my very special guest with me, my mother. Some of you guys may know her from 90 Day Fiancé Pillow Talk, 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days. I think you were even in an episode of my Single Life season, so you're pretty famous, I guess you could say. Wow. So I wanted to have you on here today, and this might be confusing to a lot of people, but because you are not only my co-star on reality television, but you're also an avid supporter of everything that I do. So before I get into all of that, do you want to just give the audience a little bit of an intro into yourself?
Oh, well, I am a real estate agent.
Wonderful.
And I'm a mother of two. Mm-hmm. It keeps me going and keeps me busy. I think you know that, you know, I came from another country.
Yeah, everybody pretty much knows that. People on Reddit used to say that you had the most cold post-communist era gaze on the entire series.
Oh, yeah, I missed that one, right?
Yeah, oh. you had some critics.
I'm sure I did, and I'm sure I do.
Yeah, and you don't care?
I don't care, no.
Okay, really. I think that I got that from you, that, like, not really caring what people think attitude, so I have you to thank for that.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks, Mom. So, you're a real estate agent, you're a mother of two, and there's something that you're leaving out.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know, like, that you're recently a new content creator on Unfiltered.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah. Why'd you forget that part?
Just, you know, it's a kind of part-time thing, but it's interesting.
Okay. So if you guys are wondering, Unfiltered, it's pretty much like a spicy premium fan subscription platform. And no, you don't have to show the goodies and the buns and all of the honey on there. And so my mom is on this site, and I think that's taken a lot of people aback because, first of all, how old are you, Mom? Are you confident enough to say that?
I'm 62.
62. Okay. My mom is 62 years old. Okay. And you just recently joined Unfiltered. How did this come about? How did you join a fan subscription platform?
I don't know. You kind of inspired me and you kind of mentioned that to me, and I just,
like,
you know,
don't forget the part where we had some wine as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that because, you know, I'm not really doing anything explicit or I'm not doing.
But even if you were doing anything explicit, it wouldn't be bad, would it? I mean, it's what I do.
Yeah, but I mean, in my age, I think I have to be a little bit more careful about that.
Don't you think that's like a little bit ageist though? Like, I feel that people should be allowed to express themselves, their sexuality at any age. Yeah. Like, whether you're 62 or 70, I mean, there's gilfs out there. There's people doing granny porn, like, and very hardcore.
Wow.
I've seen it. Yeah. Like, a granny being taken by multiple dudes.
You serious?
Yeah. Do you not ever go on Pornhub?
No.
No?
No.
Wow. You're so innocent.
I am kind of. And, you know, I would say in my way, I always consider myself relatively conservative.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. What is your definition of pornography?
It's a kind of, you know, difficult question, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with pornography. I think it's just kind of a way of really for people to imagine, you know, their kind of deep secret
fantasies.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's just like a way for people to be able to express themselves in a more acceptable way.
Exactly.
Do you think that porn is a bad thing or a good thing for society?
I really don't see anything wrong with porn. I really don't. Even I was the one telling my husband, he shouldn't be watching it.
Oh, and did he?
Of course he did.
Oh my God, you just outed him. Oh my God. He watches porn. Well, here's what I think. As somebody in a relationship with somebody who doesn't watch porn, supposedly, okay. They all say that they don't.
Yeah.
I think that it can be a great way for somebody to de-stress. Just like some people at the end of the day have a glass of wine or maybe smoke a little bit of weed. Maybe somebody had a tough day at work and like hates their boss and just needs to jerk one out real quick.
Okay.
And maybe their boss is hot, so maybe they'll, like, go follow a girl that looks a little bit like their boss.
Oh, that's a kind of interesting
version. I think so, yeah. Wow. But I think that it can creep into, like, bad territory where it's, like, an addiction if somebody is overusing it, spending too much money on it, spending money on porn versus, like, I don't know, their kids' college tuition.
Or politics.
Yeah, or politicians who are spending their funds for OnlyFans.
Exactly.
Like, what's
Instead
that guy?
Instead of worrying about,
Yeah, and I should know, I had a... Okay, so I had a U.S. senator who was subscribed to my Unfiltered page and was requesting me to do, like, eating videos. And he claimed that he was, like, a politician. And when he said he was a politician, I was just like, oh, okay, like, you're a U.S. senator, right? And he was like, yeah, I'm a U.S. senator. So I just believed that, like, this was a politician, even though he never gave me, like, solid proof, but he would literally spend, like, thousands of dollars a week to just watch me eat tacos, specifically tacos. Super weird. And you know he follows you now on the site. Yeah, that U.S. senator also followed you and subscribed to you.
So that's where all our tax money goes, right?
Yeah, that's where all of our tax money is going, is for these politicians to subscribe to us and then give us the money back.
I didn't realize
it's like
that.
A cycle.
Oh, yeah. It is a cycle when you think about it.
But
yeah.
So anyway, so you started an Unfiltered page, and your definition, you never gave me a definition of pornography. You just told me that you think it's okay. But, like, what is your definition of pornography? Like, for example, people who are selling their feet pics online, are they doing porn? Because someone's jerking off to it.
Yeah, it's kind of, I would say, almost porn. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So as long as you are putting something out there on the internet with the intention of someone getting sexual gratification from it, you're producing pornography. Yeah. So does that mean you and I are producing pornography? I'm getting, like, way too deep into it. But I mean, if you think about it. Okay, so, like, who do you think is the demographic of the people who are following you and subscribing and paying you money to see you, talk to you?
I think some dudes that are just really bored and just kind of lonely and, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, right?
But, no, it's not sad. I mean, listen, one thing that I've noticed, because I have the login information for your page, so I go in there once in a while just to, like, see what's going on and see which one of my followers are cheating on me with my mom. And, like, let me just tell you, and it's an alarming amount. And it's kind of crazy because some of my, like, highest spenders, some of my biggest fans, as soon as you opened up a page, they just disappeared, right? And I went on your page and I see that they're talking to you, but they're not talking to me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then recently, one of them messaged me and was like, hey, Steph, I'm so sorry. I haven't been on here in a while. I've been really sick. I'm like, no, you haven't, because you literally were talking to my mom yesterday. Yeah, they're freaking ghosting me. They're ghosting me and giving you money.
That's awful.
And I
feel horrible now.
You're making my business suffer. No, I'm joking.
Oh, I guess I have to stop or something.
No. I don't think you should stop. But I just think that it's, like, funny how many guys who've been my fans for so many years found out that you have a page, and all of a sudden I'm, like, dead to them.
Well, I feel really horrible.
Well, I don't know. I think you should feel good about it, because I am 33. You're 62. So, like, even at your age, double my age, you are pulling in some dudes that don't give a crap about me anymore. So props to you, Mom.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-hmm.
And so as far as doing unfiltered content, can you give me, like, an example of what kind of content you do, what kind of content you don't want to do? What are some of, like, the requests you've been asked to do?
Some of the stuff that, you know, some of the requests I just cannot do because...
Why?
It's just a little bit too much.
Are they asking you for, like, pooping content?
No.
Because that's what I won't do. I will not poop.
they better not ask me, but nobody asked me so far.
Oh, yeah, because you have IBS, though. Like, you're like the prime candidate.
Just don't tell my all my secrets. But
we're revealing all of the secrets here today.
It's like, you know, I do just little hellos and highs.
Little hellos and highs.
Yes, you know.
Just a little, like, ankle, little showing of the ankle, a little off-the-shoulder action.
Just, like, really little.
Okay. Well, let me tell you guys, if you have mommy issues and if you love to see a nice bare ankle or shoulder, My Mom's Unfiltered is right up your alley. Interesting. So do you think that, like, most of these guys on your page have mommy issues?
Oh, they probably do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, at your age, it's almost like granny issues.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Please don't make me feel so old.
No, you look great. Honestly, you look so good. I'll be honest. I've shown your, like, pictures that you've shared with me, like, some of the things that you've posted on Unfiltered. I shared it with, like, my boyfriend, and I've shared it with Heather, and they're like, oh my God, your mom looks so good. Please. And I really have to say, I'm proud that I have such a hot mom. Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome. So the other question that I have for you is, so clearly you got your start in this because I do this type of content. I've been a spicy content creator for like 7 years now, and I've done it all except pooping. So what do you think of that? Like, what is your perception of me doing this? Even before you started, what did you think of what I do?
I just, you know, admire you for what you do and, you know, how you're really handling it. And you, I'm so proud of you. You know, you're such a beautiful young lady, is so smart and business oriented. I'm just like, all I can say is I'm extremely proud of you.
Thank you. So to all the people in the comments section of my Instagram posts and YouTube that say like, oh, I wonder what her parents think. They must be so ashamed. What do you have to say to those people?
I never been ashamed of you. And I think they're just jealous and insecure people that just see something wrong and a thing that is absolutely fine.
Yeah. So you're telling me that there was no point in time during the years of me doing this content where you were like, okay, this is kind of bad, or it was shocking to you?
Oh, it was maybe a little shocking when I found out before you kind of explained it to me.
Uh-huh.
And then the explanation and getting into it a little bit and knowing more about it, I really kind of discovered there's nothing wrong with it. So I don't see how this could be bad. I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, they are people that, you know, are in the show business that, you know, show their body and express themselves, and people don't see anything wrong with it. So what's wrong with this?
Yeah, I think like over time, people have opened their eyes more and more to it. And there's way less stigma surrounding this line of work. Many more people from all ages and backgrounds are opening up at Unfiltered or opening up at OnlyFans. Because also this economy, guys, how are we supposed to pay for stuff? Okay, with the price of gas and groceries, it's nice to have like an extra $1,000 or $2,000 in the bank. And if you can do it without like affecting your own moral compass, like if you can just use your skills, which might be you're just good with people, you're good with talking to people, or you're good at making people feel special. I mean, you're kind of like a therapist in a way, a less clothed terrorist, a less clothed therapist. You know, so I guess that's one way of looking at it, but I appreciate that you have always been pretty open to what I do and you haven't been like super against it. Although I did sense at certain times that when I tried to tell you more about what I'm doing, you kind of were shielding yourself. Like, no, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. No. Oh my God. Like, and still to this day, I'm like, hey mom, you know, I have like kind of explicit content online, and you're like, no, Stephanie, no, you don't. And I'm just like, okay, but I do. Okay. It's like you're in denial or something.
No, you don't, really.
I do, though. Okay. I do. You can see my butthole online.
Stop it. But anyway, I am so, so proud of you. And
right after I said that, you can see my butthole online. I'm so proud of you.
But you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You I'm really impressed.
Yeah. And what are you most impressed by out of everything that I do? Tell me more about how impressed you are.
I mean, I am impressed with what you created. You are a CEO of Unfiltered, which is, you know, platform that is so fabulous and so kind of, you know, growing, still growing, but it's the whole idea is just fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm so proud of you. I really am.
I hope that like our relationship and how accepting you are can be inspiring to other mother daughters out there to show them like you don't have to follow the regular path in life. Like not everybody has to become a doctor or a lawyer. You know, there's so many different like avenues for making money, and you just have to find which one works for you. And that might be doing Unfiltered or doing OnlyFans or, you know, showing the goodies on cam sites. Like everybody has a different path in life. And I knew that I had something to offer the world, which was, you know, people wanted to see my boobs and people wanted to get the girlfriend experience from me. And I was able to learn from all of this and create a business out of it that also is now a source of income for thousands of other people, including you now, which is,
it's, you know,
it's
like
a full circle moment.
The whole concept is just you really, you know, you the creator of all this. And that's just amazing.
Awesome. Very cool, Mom. Well, I have one more question for you. So what can people expect from you in the future? Do you have any more reality TV plans? Do you plan to kind of step out of the limelight and just focus on your Unfiltered?
Well, I'm just going to do whatever, you know, happens. I mean, it just...
Go with the flow.
Yeah, I'm not really saying no to anything. If, you know, the OC will call you tomorrow. And
I know you love being on reality TV.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing that with you, you know. And that was the reason why it was fun, because it was... Really,
something we could do together.
We can do together. But well, I don't know where this whole thing goes, but obviously I'm enjoying it so far and I'm having fun with it and I love to work with you and that's it.
Awesome. And then actually one last question, because I've been wondering this, legitimately wondering this. So by like doing all these photo shoots and sharing your photos and going on to Unfiltered and talking to all these men who are like pining over you, do you feel it has had any kind of positive effect on your self-esteem, or has it changed the way you look at yourself?
Yeah, I think it has an effect on the way I feel about myself and how I, you know, care about myself. And I want to obviously preserve myself to the point where I, you know, don't age that quickly.
But like, so it's made you more aware of like your flaws that you have?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know,
that's not good.
Well, I want to make some improvements, too.
But do you feel overall more confident, more sexy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's like getting us to the point where, you know, we actually care about how we look. So, you know, maybe we spend more time at the gym and spend more time outdoors, you know, hiking and jogging and just really kind of preserve, you know, our looks and feelings.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like because this is the line of work that I'm in, I have to maintain something of like a good physique. Not saying I'm perfect, and I'm not saying you have to be perfect in order to do this work. You actually can have imperfections and people will appreciate that more about you, that you're like real. Mm-hmm. But I think that just like, you know, just having your hair looking nice, having your nails looking nice, like just looking presentable and feeling your best and feeling confident, regardless of your weight or anything like that. Actually, the most I ever earned was when I was at my heaviest. So I don't think weight really matters at all. It has nothing to do with it. It's just how you carry yourself and how you feel about yourself. If you're taking good care of yourself, you feel good about yourself. So that's cool that it's had like a positive effect on you and like feeling sexier. Is this something you ever like imagined yourself doing at 62? Or do you wish that you did it sooner in life?
I could not even imagine that I would do that. And yes, I probably, you know.
You would make bank. Okay. You would have made so much money.
Okay.
But I think it's really great that you are able to be on a fan subscription platform and offer something that's not like explicit, but something that's like cute and fun and feminine and something that offers like almost a therapeutic service to people who are curious about you, because you are kind of like a Z-list celebrity, you know? People want to talk to you.
Well, I really enjoy it. I'm having fun with it, and thank you for that.
Of course, anytime. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mom, so much for joining me on Unfiltered Talk. You've been like my only family guest so far and probably ever. Okay. So I like to keep it in the family sometimes, but thanks so much for coming on. And if you guys want to go check out my mom, she has an Instagram at Magda Bolero, and she also has her Unfiltered page, which is unfiltered.com/Magdalena. If you want to go check her out, give her a follow. And thanks again for coming on, Mom. You're cool.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and we'll see you in our next episode of Unfiltered Talk.